for me, it's been there's a lot of different things, you know, and as far as me improving each game, a lot of it has been being more comfortable with this scheme, being able to know where I need to go, and kind of more just reacting instead of thinking, you know. And as you know, I still have a lot of room to grow, but you know, I'm starting to get more comfortable and starting, you know, it's getting funner and funner as it's getting more fun as it goes.
Coach Capers was talking about the fact that you didn't have the reps like everyone else did in this scheme during the off season. I guess is that you feel that's part of the reason why it maybe took you a little bit longer than.
Yeah, I mean, you can only watch so much film and study so much and you know, be able to play the way if, you know, there's no substitute for getting reps like in mini camps and training camp and stuff like that. So it has been, situation where I've had to unfortunately use some of the, you know, early games and weeks to kind of get comfortable in the scheme. So, but as we keep going, you know, hopefully I keep getting better. I mean, I don't know what the stereotypical 3-4 linebacker is, but, you know, I feel like I'm having fun, and it, the scheme feels fun, and guys are out there playing, and, you know, it's always fun when you're winning. So, you know, as long as we keep that going and keep playing the type of defense that we're capable of, you know, I feel fun, and I feel like a 3-4 defense, a linebacker, whatever.
Big Ben present any different challenges than the other quarterback in the NFL? How disciplined
do
you guys have to be
this week? Well, you have to be very, very disciplined, you know, with him. Everyone has to finish because he can get outside that pocket and make things happen. And he has arms, so you have to kind of latch onto your guys and make sure that they don't make those second and third efforts available for Ben to throw the ball to. Another thing is when you're going in that pocket and you're tackling him, you know, he's a big quarterback, so you've got to bring everything you got to get him down, and that's one of the challenges you face.
Have you guys worked on the way he's been pump faking all season, throwing out defenses?
Yeah, I mean, we work on that every week, but, you know, he's very good at pump faking, and you know, especially when a blitzer's coming, you know, he'll pump fake you and get you to jump or stick your hands up, just get you off balance, and we've got to know that, you know, when you're a blitzer and he pump fakes you, you just got to keep running and run through it. But, you know, we've been working, and hopefully it works out for us.
Nick, how much of an impact do the guys, the linemen in front of you have on your success?
Huge. You know, number one, in this 3-4 defense, if you don't have a D-line that's playing the way that they're playing, you can't make any plays. You know, we got some great guys and a great rotation up there, and they have a great attitude about where we need to go and what we need to do this year. So, you know, without those guys playing the way that they're playing, you know, us inside linebackers and outside linebackers can't do the stuff that we want to do or we're supposed to do. So it all starts up front. And I know it's a cliche, you know, saying, but that's the truth. I mean, I always, you know, you feel like you're totally back. You know, I felt like that in training camp, at the beginning of training camp. But, you know, you don't really know how much you're totally back until you improve something else. You're like, oh, well, hold on, I can, you know, my knee all goes all the way back, and it starts feeling more comfortable and more explosive. But, you know, I still feel like, you know, at this point, there's still, you know, I still have to maintain and ice it and rehab it and do all that stuff because, you know, the healing process is not over. You know, guys say you don't really feel the way that you want to until the second year. But, you know, I feel good. I feel fast, feel agile, feel, you know, like I'm supposed to feel. It's just hopefully I can keep improving. I mean, I can imagine feeling better than this. It's going to be fun.
Thank you.